thank you for being here this morning. We're excited about being here from Commonwealth Baptist College. Of course, we've got Hannah in school down there and Chad from your church here, and we're excited to have them, two fine students. Brother Jeff Fugit is our pastor, and they're in Lexington, Kentucky. Things going well. This is our first tour group that we've put together, Heavenly Harmony, and been on the road. This is our second Sunday, so we finished up a week and haven't had any fights yet and still getting along, and at least not any that I know of. And so anyhow, that's all going well. You'll see the display out in the lobby, I'm sure, during the break. And you're welcome to go back and look at that. Of course, I've had the big display here before. We've got a couple. I'm not sure exactly what else I brought with before. We do have a catalog out there that you're welcome to take help yourself to. That's free. We've got a DVD presentation of the college that is also free. You can pick that up and see a 10-minute. There's a 10-minute professionally done one, and then about another 10 or 15 minutes each of faculty comments and student comments. So if you'd like to learn more about the college that way, you're welcome to pick up one of those. There are 4x6 cards, and would like to have all the teens, and if you're in high school and or soon recently out of high school anyhow, interested in getting put on a mailing list, receiving things from the college, like for you to fill in a card. We'll even give you a pen if you fill in the card. That's not a bad deal, is it? And so fill in the card, you get a pen from the college, and that works out well. The one thing we have on the table out there that is not free is we do have CDs of the Heavenly Harmony Singing Group. Those are $10 a piece, which isn't a bad price, but that helps to fund and pay for the gas and everything else involved in a trip like this. And so if you're interested in those, the girls will be glad to sell you those at the CDs at $10 a piece. And again, you're welcome to get any of that during in between the service, and I'm sure they'll be around for a while afterwards. We may well finish up a little bit early. I'm not sure how that'll work. But I think they're going to mostly sing and testify, and then I'm going to get up at the end and talk a little bit and maybe even make a Sunday school lesson out of it. But mostly you'll just enjoy their singing and testimonies. So Heavenly Harmony, come on ahead.
Carolina, which will be a senior in the fall, studying secondary education. And from Commonwealth Baptist College, Because I was raised in a Christian home, sometimes it seems like God wanted me to do. I wanted to do my own thing. But when I was about 16 years old, the Lord really got a hold of my heart, and I surrendered my life to Him, and I said, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. So I knew that God wanted me to go to Bible college, but I didn't know where He wanted me to go. So I told God, and I started praying about it, and I told God, I said, I don't know where I'm supposed to go, so I'm just going to let my dad make the decision. I want to go where you want me to go, but you have to tell my dad where that is. So I started praying about it, and my dad started praying about it, and we just looked at different colleges, and we found Commonwealth. We'd never heard of Brother Puget before. We decided to come down and visit, like a month before school started. There were no students there. We didn't get to see any of the classes or anything, but we did get to tour the college and stuff. But we got to go to the church on Sunday, and that was what really impressed myself and my dad. Brother Puget's preaching was amazing, and we just knew that, my dad just knew right away that that's where he wanted me to go. So I decided that I was going to listen to my dad, and that's where I went. And as soon as I got there, God showed me that that's where He wanted me to be. And I had never worked on a bus route before. I never got to experience that. And when I got to Commonwealth, I got to work on a bus route, and it was amazing. And I miss it so much right now, but I love the bus route, and I'm thankful that I came to Commonwealth because that's where God wants me to be today.
Amen. My roommates really are like sisters to me. We just got along so great all year. And And I love the college. I've grown so much spiritually through the chapel services. Everything, I've grown so much this past year, probably more than any other year in my whole Christian life. But one of the biggest blessings at the college for me was working in the bus route. That was a huge blessing because I was on a route that we started a brand new route this past fall, so I was able to be from the very start of that route. And then also I got the opportunity to teach a teen bus Sunday school class, so that was exciting and very, very challenging at times. There were times where I would just cry and say, I cannot handle all these girls. But the Lord taught me so much in that experience, and in May it was very, very hard for me to leave my girls. So Commonwealth Baptist College was a very good thing. I'm very glad I went there.
I was like, I'm not going. But my dad's like, you're going to just try it for a year. So I decided to submit to the authority that God had put in my life. And sometimes when you submit to the authority God's put you in life, they always know what's best for you. And my dad knew what was best for me at that time. And if I could change anything, I wouldn't change anything. I would still want to come to Commonwealth Baptist College. It changed my life. When I got there, it was amazing. Like, all the staff was so nice. Dr. J, you could go and talk to him anytime. They have a great academic program, and it's really a great place. If you're a young person here and you want to serve God with your life, I strongly suggest Commonwealth Baptist College.
Okay, let's see. Are you doing, that was great, wasn't it? It's good. Say amen. That's good. Are you doing one of the patriotic ones in the morning service then? Okay, that'll be great. We still haven't heard Amy's testimony. I thought maybe you were doing the, you're going to switch out after the trio. We'll let you keep waiting. Amy's a pianist, and so you know, they, when they're up for testimonies, but anyhow, somehow we'll figure that out one of these days. We'll get it. So that's the wrong set of notes. Let me look here what I want to do. Let me say a few words about the college just in finishing up on that, because obviously, you know, part of what we're doing with the tour group and so on is trying to promote the college, and that is a good thing, to promote the college. Just about every one of these girls that testified talked about it, you know, how they've grown spiritually in Bible college. And so I think, you know, I would presume that then if others would come to Bible college, they'd probably grow spiritually too, and that's a good thing. So anyhow, we had Ben saying it's a smaller school, and in some sense it's smaller than some, it's larger than others, I guess. I thought maybe I ought to start saying it's a mid-sized school because it's small enough that we get to know everybody, and I really enjoy that. I enjoy knowing my student body. But it's big enough that we have everything you need, including the academic classes, whether you're talking about math or science or the different, of course, the Bible areas and all that kind of thing. Everything's there, and you know, you have what you need. We had 110 students last fall. I think finished the spring with 95. We graduated 19. So all those percentages are really very, very good. And, you know, it works out that way. We had, I think, about 23 on faculty and staff last year. A lot of part-time, some full-time. And good faculty and staff. They're soul winners and active in ministries and, you know, fine Christian folks. The college is located in a somewhat rural setting. Lexington's a city of about 300,000, counting the outside, you know, little parts around it and so on, but close to 300,000 anyhow. And then, but the college is right on the edge of that, across from a big old horse farm, and really a pretty rural setting. We've got 23 acres, I think, just about there on the college property. You can see some pictures of that on the catalog, and then also in the DVD if you take that home. The jobs and so on, it's big enough to give you all the jobs you need. Our students really don't have trouble finding work. You know, we get calls from employers saying, well, do you have anybody else to send me? And so that's good. We're certainly an aggressive, soul-winning bus ministry type college, and you've heard that in the testimonies. Believe in that. Believe they build a church. You know, Brother Fugit has said, you know, I've been following the book of Acts for a church building manual until somebody writes a better one. I guess I'll just keep following it. And, you know, it isn't going to be improved on or updated or anything else. We're trying to build church the old-fashioned way of preaching and teaching and taking the message of the gospel out into the world, which is what you ought to do. You know, so the other trend is to make the world feel comfortable in the church so you can bring them in hopes that you can get them saved. But if you do get them in, what have you done? I mean, you know, part of the purpose of the church is preaching of righteousness, instruction in righteousness. And if you got the church so much like the world that the world feels comfortable in the church, I mean, yeah, I mean, everybody ought to be made to feel welcome and so on. But anyhow, so that's what we are. And Clay's Mill Road, Brother Fugit, tremendous man, and I've enjoyed working for him 4 years now. Came the church had 18 in these 16 years now. It's running right around 1,600. He has time. We're starting today. Churches number, I think, 14, 15, and 16 out of that ministry, including one with one of our graduates from last, you know, 9 days ago. Brother Jake Tucker is starting his church in Somerset, Kentucky. Starting God's church is a minute, you know what I mean. Starting church in Somerset, Kentucky. There, solid academic program, balanced social program, trying to maintain contact with parents and pastors. And it's feasible financially. We talked about that a little more. You can get the numbers in the book. I'm going to read a passage and just try to make an application that, you know, we could take with maybe as a Sunday school lesson out of the singing and the testimonies. I'll say this about the girls. You know, my wife and I have enjoyed, the other one we've not heard speak and testify is Mrs. Jorgensen. And we got to get you to give a testimony one of these days. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? They're good girls, and we've really enjoyed spending, enjoyed spending all year with them, and especially this last week, and looking forward to the next week. Fine Christian young ladies, anybody be proud to have for daughters, and appreciate them and admire them very much. Their testimonies are sincere, and they ring true as I sit here listening to them. It's not words that they, have penned out or somebody else wrote out for them to. This is what I mean. It's what they live. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Go ahead and turn to it. Beside this, giving all diligence, 2 Peter 1, 5, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Second Peter 1, 5, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Christians, we ought to be growing in Christ. And this is one of many passages in the Bible that deals with that, but it talks about the fact that we ought to be growing. If you get saved and you just stay in the same spot, there's no point in that. I've been saved 30 assurance of my salvation now 38 years. Hopefully, I've grown to be a better Christian now than I was 38 years ago. Hopefully, I'll be a better Christian next year than I am this year. I want to keep growing. And a lot of the theme of the testimonies that the girls gave as they're talking about Bible college, they're talking about, I've become a better Christian. I've grown so much spiritually there at Commonwealth Baptist College. Well, it'd be a shame if the only people that grew spiritually were girls in Bible college or guys in Bible college. We ought to all be growing spiritually. I ought to grow spiritually too. Now, there's a blessing, and Peter goes through that. He says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, temperance, patience, or perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, or love. And I ought to be growing and adding things to my life. I ought to be adding more of those things to my life. Certainly I love now. Hopefully I'll love more next year. I've worked on brotherly kindness some. Hopefully I'll be better at it next year or tomorrow than I am today. And again, in a college setting, you've kind of got a concentrated time in some ways where you're focused on growth. With the instruction and chapel messages every day and preaching of God's Word and the different Bible classes you go to, it's a concentrated time where we concentrate on growth. But again, that doesn't mean that's the only time we ought to grow. We ought to keep growing all the time. The layman that's never been to Bible college ought to still be growing. It's also Bible college is a somewhat separated time. Because you kind of pull out away from the world a little bit. Now, not totally, because at least most of the students wind up going to work a secular job. And, of course, you get out on a bus route still. It's not isolation. We're not off in a convent or something someplace. It's not isolation. But it's somewhat separated and a little bit apart. You get out in the bus routes and the Sunday school classes and ministering in that kind of setting. And, of course, the shopping, different activities of life. And you wind up then also, and most of the students wind up working a secular job. And yet it's still, kind of a part, and it provides an atmosphere that is conducive to growth. And, we ought to be seeking in our life to grow and to try and, set up atmospheres that will help us to grow. As I'm thinking about listening to the testimonies here this morning and thought in preparing something for this of what the girls have talked about, things that have helped them grow, one or two of them mentioned this morning the preaching of the Word of God. They said through the chapel services have been such a blessing to me. They challenged me. Now, you and I ought to put ourselves under the preaching of the Word of God too. as laymen. You ought to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You ought to be here for the different things that go on if there's a special meeting or revival. You ought to be putting yourself under the preaching of the Word of God, like they talked about the chapel services, the church services. If I intend to grow in my life, I need to put myself under preaching. I need to hear preaching. They talked about things that have helped them grow were their bus routes and the Sunday school classes. And when you get involved in witnessing and trying to go confrontational soul winning and having enough boldness to go up and talk to somebody about how they could know they're going to heaven. And once you do that and you see start seeing some people saved, I mean, boy, it's like, hey, this is tremendous. On the other hand, sometimes it still feels a little bit awkward or nervous going out and trying it again. But, you know, when you minister, whether it's by teaching a Sunday school class, working on a bus route, getting involved in a visitation program, presenting the gospel to somebody or giving at work or giving them an invitation to come to the church, hey, that helps you grow. And because, you know, we've got, if I'm going to preach and prepare a message, then I've got to get in this book. I've got to say, I've got to have something to give. If you're going to teach a Sunday school class, you've got to have something to give. You start talking about praying. Boy, I can't do this. I think Wendy said, you know, I thought I can't do this. And the Sunday school class we gave her was kind of the girls that were causing problems in the other class. We said, here, let's split them out. And Wendy said, well, I've been wanting to teach a teenage girls class. So she got a real blessing there. But, you know, that made her pray more. That helped her to grow. You're going to grow by listening and submitting to, you know, listening to the preaching of the Word of God, by getting involved in ministries. You're going to grow by receiving counsel. The girls talked a little bit today, and sometimes they do more about the different times, you know, the faculty and staff and Brother Fugit and myself and the, you know, ladies there and others are available. We can go see them. We can talk to them. We can share needs or problems or get advice. You ought to get counsel if you want to grow. In the van last night, driving down here from up in Sandusky, Ohio, one or two of the girls would say, well, what do you think, Brother Jorgensen, what do you think about this? And, you know, what would your advice be? And one was talking around a little bit, and I said, are you asking my advice? And they said, yes. Or she said, yes. And so I said, okay, here's what I think. That makes sense. They talked about getting advice from their parents, getting advice from their pastor. If you're going to grow spiritually, you ought to get counsel from people that are a little further ahead spiritually than you are. I try to. I mean, you ought to listen to advice. You ought to listen. Somebody gives you advice or counsel, you ought to follow it. A couple of girls said, my dad, Rachel Owens particularly said, you know, my dad told me to do this. I really didn't want to, but I knew I should follow my, God had put him as my leader, as my dad, as my spiritual leader, as my pastor. I knew how to do what he said. And she said, I'm so glad I did. It worked out really well. It normally does when you follow the teaching and the leading of the people that God puts over you spiritually. God gave you a pastor here. God gave you other spirit people in positions of spiritual leadership. You ought to follow their counsel. You ought to seek their counsel when you're having problems. And if you want to grow spiritually, the preaching, by ministering, by receiving counsel, by reading the Bible and developing a relationship with it. You ought to read this book every day. You ought to read something out of it. You ought to read something where you can underline and say, boy, that's good. I like that. And get in it. They talked about the good friends that they have in Bible college and how people have accepted them. And by and large, spiritual friends. And the right kind of friends and the right kind of atmosphere will help you grow spiritually. Whether wherever you are. You want to try and develop and have friends that are going to help you to be more what God wants you to be. And if you find, boy, every time I get around this person, I just feel like I'm coming down spiritually, then maybe that's not a good person to be around. Makes sense? On the other hand, you feel like, boy, every time I'm around this fella, it seems like we're talking about the ministry and the soul winning that we did and our bus routes, maybe that'd be a good person to be around. And I don't mean that that's all you can talk about. I'm standing in some lines with the girls the other day, and they're talking and talking, three or four of them there, and I was in line waiting for it with them, and they're talking about eyeliner and some other kind of makeup, and I'm thinking, oh, man. I don't mean that all you can talk about is bus routes. I did eventually manage to change the conversation a little bit. And, you know, traveling with eight women, including counting my wife, you know, it is an experience. Anyhow, it's been a blessing. How I finished up there. But we ought to be, you ought to be growing spiritually. And you ought to be getting things in your life, the preaching of the Word of God, the getting involved in a ministry, getting good counsel, good friends, reading the Bible to help you grow spiritually. Father, I pray you'd bless this great church, this Sunday school hour. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and to minister in song and testimony and a brief Bible lesson. In Jesus' name, amen.